Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
This ain't Texas, ain't no holding. Hey, lay your cards down, 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 down. So pack your Lexus, throw your keys out.
It's really hard not to do the dance, isn't it, when you hear it? That is Beyonce, of course, myself and Crossy here trying to sit still in our chairs and not do the dance. We wanted to have a look at how country music is having a really massive influence on current pop culture. Some of the artists we're hearing more about now, Thomas Crossy Cross, DJ and broadcaster with FM 104 is here. You're very welcome.
Good morning.
And this is really... Is it fair to say started a country music thing with Beyonce?
Is it fair to say? This is huge. She has now gone into this realm of country music where people, I know there's a radio station over in America who says, we're not playing this because she's not country. It lasted 24 hours and then everyone was like, you have to play it.
They did that with Garth Brooks years ago as well, where he wasn't pure enough for the purists, but then they eventually had to give up on that one as well. I mean, in Ireland, we've always had a huge interest in American country music, and then we had our own homegrown Irish country music stars as well. So all of this plays really well here.
And it's crazy because there's going to be people listening now today going, country music has always been big. But it has turned so much now that like the likes of FM 104 that I work in, 2FM, all the other radio stations are playing country music. If you had said that 2 years ago, people would have said no. Mm-hmm. There's no way pop radio stations are going to be playing country music.
So why is it more accessible and more acceptable now? Well, like what has happened?
So I think TikTok has been a massive part of this. You know, people are looking at brand new trends. They're looking at dances. They're looking at different way to dress. And TikTok has given them this accessibility right across the world. And all of a sudden, these massive stars are coming out of the woodwork, singing in their kitchens, singing in their bathrooms. And then they're getting these massive hits.
OK, well, let's take a look at some of the artists then and their stories. Here's the first one we want to talk about.
Did your boom stop working? Did your truck break down?
So it's Dasha, boots, trucks, whiskey, has it all.
So Dasha is this lady from California, goes to Texas, goes to college, all of a sudden falls in love with country music, stunning looking girl, decides to sing country songs, and now she's one of her videos has 70 million views on TikTok of a dance, of her dancing. Everyone wants the cowboy boots. Everyone's doing the dances. Every single A-list celebrity has done this dance. And it's basically like Texas Hold'em. You know,
I had a look at it last night and I'm new to her. I've been looking at these dances, but Dasha was new to me. So I looked and went, that's the Beyonce dance, is it not? Very similar.
Very similar. Now, the big thing about Dasha is because she's just released an album back in February, she's going to be playing Electric Picnic this year.
Ah,
so
that was a good booking, wasn't it?
Such a good booking. And you're going to hear over the next couple of minutes how crazy it's been with these tours, and especially in Ireland.
Okay, well, that is Dasha coming to Electric Picnic. Zach Bryan is next, so take a listen.
To you, I'm just a man. To me, you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those.
That's Something in the Orange from Zach Bryan. He's been here and played some sellout gigs here, you were telling me, Crossy.
So he did two sold out gigs last year in the Helix and the crowds outside it, and everyone was in their 20s. And this is the thing. And I'm kind of listening to that song right now and I'm like, imagine being 16 years of age and falling in love for the first time. It's summertime. You're in the middle of the country and you're listening to a song like
perfect
that.
Perfect song.
So he released The Great American Bar Scene, the album, just last week. It went to number 2 in the charts on Friday. and it probably would have went to number one, but Miss Taylor Swift has is just dominating those albums.
She's blocked that spot off.
Yeah.
Isn't it extraordinary, though, that people in their 20s are queuing for a country music artist?
And what I know is, okay, I've seen it in Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift is a different story altogether. But I've never seen people stand outside like the Tree Arena or the Helix or the Academy with signs asking for tickets.
Mm.
Like, these tickets are goldus. Like, you know, the odd time you get people saying, look for Taylor, Coldplay's coming up as well. You get people in WhatsApp and me going, any chance of tickets? Can you get tickets? I've had more for country artists over the last 2 years than I've ever had it before. Like, Bruce Springsteen has done a collab with Zach Bryan in this album. The album is just incredible.
And he's only, is he 28?
I think he's only
a
young fella. Yeah, he's only a young fella. It's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. And it's sort of inexplicable. Now, this is the bit where I say, sure, I've always loved country music. I've always known it's brilliant, you know, from the get-go. But I don't get why it's suddenly cool. I don't understand it.
I think it's just good songs. I sound like Louis Walsh here. They're just good songs. They're good songs. And people are now watching them and they're getting involved in everything about it. You know, like, it's the holidays, it's the music, it's the clothes they're wearing, and it's wholesome.
The dance, the boots, the whole thing. It's a lifestyle choice.
It's a lifestyle choice. Exactly. And I don't think, you know, whereas before it was honky-tonky type, you know, my wife's after leaving me, the husband's run away with the dog.
Yeah.
It's not about that anymore.
Okay, Luke Combs is next. He's been around for ages. People might know him recently from the performance of Fast Car, Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, which was absolutely beautiful. That was the performance at the Grammys. Let's have a little flavour of it.
You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So work in the market is a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted.
They sound so similar.
It's perfect, isn't it? 19 million people on YouTube alone have watched that clip officially from the Grammys.
Yeah, I'd well believe it.
And he's just done so much. So he played the Tree Arena last year. And from what I heard, the demand for this was astronomical. As in, this man could possibly do the Aviva tomorrow.
Right.
That's what we're talking
about. So last year he was huge here. So you can imagine this year following on from that performance.
It's going to be even bigger, yeah.
Could do the Aviva 5 times.
And this is the thing. And when you're kind of adding up all these people here now, could there be a country music festival? Like, we have Longitude for, you know, Teeny Boppers. You got Electric
Picnic.
There's
a couple of smaller ones around the place. You're saying like a big mahoosive one.
Like a proper one. Because everyone in their 20s, 30s, 40s are listening to this music now. Why couldn't they do it? You know, there'd be no trouble. There'd be just food,
now,
drinks.
You know, there are people all over the country saying, I go to country music gigs every weekend, and I have done for the last 40 years. So wake up, people. But we're talking about this going mainstream and actually overtaking. I mean, if you're number two to Taylor Swift, that is a movement,
right? That's huge. Like, it's absolutely huge. Like, the next one, right, this guy called Morgan Wallen, he's playing the Tree Arena the 7th and 8th of September. It would be easier to get tickets now for Taylor Swift to come back to Dublin and do a gig and go here in September.
They're gone, gone,
That's
gone.
That's how much they are.
All right, you mentioned him there. He has a song at the moment with Post Malone. We'll have a listen. Oh God, that's great. Proper country music song, that, isn't it?
And I know, and I guarantee you there's people around the country now going, music, country music. But it's just, there is mainstream people are now listening to this and they're adapting to this. Like, he's playing the Tree Arena. He's got that song with Post Malone, and that's bringing in Post Malone's crowd into him now. They're going, oh, what's this song?
So that's Morgan Wallen. And then we have Noah Kahan, is it? And Chris Stapleton.
Yeah,
these are other really big people in this new country music iteration.
Yeah, so Noah's done a lot of, you know, kind of folk music. He calls himself Folk Malone.
Right.
Because he's just, he's proper. And then Chris Stapleton as well. He's in the Tree Arena this October. And again, tickets are like goldust. And it's all the younger people going to it.
And maybe there's a bit of the telly driving this on as well. Because Yellowstone, which many of us around here watched and loved and waiting for season 5. This has really had an influence as well. Let's have a listen. So you can see John Dutton, can't you, on the ranch in Montana, just as you listen to that. Did you watch it, Yellowstone?
So I've watched it. And Kevin Costner, have you heard the news over the past couple of hours?
I have heard. He's not going back.
He's not coming back. He said he's done.
Well, he went off to make that Horizon thing, which was his, you know, his baby, and he wants to do it for 30 years, and it's bombed.
And it's kind of sad, isn't it? So I think out of spite, he's probably not going back now. I heard an interview with him a while ago where he says, I'm like a dog in a yard, and if no one's going to come out and play with me, I'm going to go to a different yard. And that's what he meant by Yellowstone. So they obviously just had a big row.
Essentially, Kevin Costner is John Dutton, and John Dutton is Kevin Costner. But if anyone hasn't seen it, it's really well worth watching. There's 4 seasons out there, and whatever the 5th season is like. But listen, the point is, we're probably seeing more country music on television as well, right?
Oh, it's everywhere. Nashville is coming on as well. Movies, you got Twisters coming out this weekend with Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones, and strangely enough, the album is in the whole movie. So, you know, they're driving a car, you can hear some of the biggest country stars in the world on the radio. There's all those big Twister scenes, and there's country music in the back. So it's done really, really well to get that country scene back into people's heads.
And Reba McEntire, which fans of country music who've been around for a while will know, is a huge star. She's singing the song for Bad Boys.
Yeah, so Bad Boys, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence just came out a couple of months ago. And that Bad Boys, What You Gonna Do? Always a rap song, everyone's singing it in their head. Can you imagine Reba McEntire singing it?
Well, I can imagine Reba McEntire doing anything, actually, because she's so fabulous. She's as fabulous as Dolly Parton, which brings me back around to Beyonce, because Beyonce, of course, covered Dolly Parton's Jolene. Let's have a blast of that.
Jolene, 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 I'm wanting you, don't come for my...
I don't know how mad about that I was, but Dolly introduced it, so clearly she
and
liked
she liked
it and approved.
Now, some stats on this, right? So Beyonce's Texas Hold'em spent 5 weeks in number one in the Irish Airplay chart. That's the money. Texas Hold'em is 4 times platinum. And Cowboy Carter album hit number one for 2 weeks as well.
Mm-hmm.
People are obsessed with it.
Yes.
It's so good.
So look, I mean, everybody in Ireland, it seemed, wanted to go and see Garth Brooks. Everybody outside of Ireland was asking why. Now they've all realised that the Irish were the trailblazers and country was where it was at.
And Garth Brooks, like, could he come back again and bring everyone else with him?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be no problem with that. We'd have him back. Thank you so much, Thomas Crossy Cross, DJ and broadcaster and regular listener to this station will know the best country music can be heard on Saturdays after 11, presented by Brian Lally on RTE Radio 1. Thank you very much, Crossy, for coming in.